Pháp thoại mà các bạn đang nghe được phát từ phatam.com, website hàng đầu về truyền thông đa phương tiện Phật giáo.
Brothers, sisters, I am very, very happy to find an opportunity to talk with you about, about happiness, mental happiness. Of course, I always believe the very purpose of our life is happiness. Now there are two kinds of happiness. One mainly come from physical comfort. Another kind of happiness which essentially the mental thought or through mental training. Now obviously the physical comfort and mental comfort, between these two, the mental comfort is much more superior. Superior is much more influential. The reason, if our mental state in a calm, happy, then small physical uncomfort, even some small pains, we can subdue. On the other hand, if our mind, is in the state of very restless or some kind of uncomfortable, then the person may have the best facility, that person will not be a happy person. That's very clear. So therefore, the mental experience is more important than the physical experiences. Of course, when we talk experience, that means some feeling of mind. But there are one immediate cause, mainly physical, another mainly mind itself. So there are two kinds of experiences. Now, since mental experiences is something very important, then it automatically bring one subject, whether we can train, or whether we can physical comfort, the requirement of the physical comfort through certain way of effort, mainly through money, we can acquire the facilities. Now the mental side, whether since mental experience is something important, then it's automatically bring one it bring one curiosity, no, I think curiosity or something. Oh, whether there is a certain way of training or a certain way of to achieve that mental happiness. So now here, I think human being, human mind, generally speaking, quite smart. So not like other species of mammal, but we only human being, through centuries, invented certain kind of technique. Using that technique, then shaping our mind. the other animals cannot do that. So that usually we call meditation. Now here is a meditation. Generally speaking, you see, there are two types of meditation. One, analytical meditation. That is mainly utilize reasons. Another kind of meditation is simply, you see, what's it? Our mind remain put in a certain point without change or without investigation, simply, you see, single-pointedness. The both cases, the main purpose is our mind come to draw the point where we want, you see, to reach. Now, for example, you see, in any, basically, you see, the since mental attitude is so important, you see, it is so, how to say, influential in our daily life, you see, the important element. When we wake up in morning, at that moment our mind is feel happy or fresh. If our mood at that moment good, then rest of the day, generally speaking, even you see face some problem, but because of the morning mental mood is good, so it's just some kind of influence will remain there. So you see, you can face easier that day. But one day, you see, when we get up, our mood something dull or something, or I think including what's what called nightmare or something very terrible. You see, dream. So when we wake up, you see, our mind a little bit unhappy mood. Then that day, even some slightest something they happen. Very small things happen. Oh, immediately you may burst. So the mental attitude is very important as a factor in our daily life. There's a mental state, calm. Then even you see some negative things happen, bad news or tragic things happen, it may not disturb much. Now I feel, you see, many people, I think, you see, in the modern society or the society where, you see, people very much concerned about money, about material development, then naturally, you see, the sort of tendency or the whole atmosphere is such that, you see, people pay very much attention about money, about wealth, and for wealth, you see, the education. Usually, you see, the education also, I think, some kind of oriented towards money. I think we are generally, you see, neglecting about the mental, the neglect about taking care about mind. You see, too much taking care about, you see, external material matters, but not sufficient, you see, taking care about mind. We are neglecting about basic human value, and you see, neglect about mind. You see, when we talk about, you see, love, compassion, human, affection, you see, we cannot buy these things from shop, from supermarket. You see, no matter, you see, you have, you see, plenty of money, but you can't buy these things. You can't educate. Through experience, you see, through deeper sort of realization, then you see these things, of course, will come up. So therefore, now, certainly, I think many today's problem, I feel, you see, due to lack of basic human, due to lack of realization or acceptance of basic human value. Or another word, I think we are lacking, you see, proper care about our mental, about our mind, or mental thing. So therefore, now, you see, meditation becomes, you see, important. Meditation is the only, meditation is the instrument, you see, to make, you see, new, to shaping, right? to transform, to shape our mind. According to my own little experience, you know, through meditation, of course, I'm a Buddhist monk, I usually describe myself as a simple Buddhist monk. According to my own experience, of course, through Buddhist meditation, when I getting older and older, and in some cases, the problem become more serious. But it's my mind, and the problem become more serious, and of course, it's responsibility. It's become more because of the delicate way. Delicate. But it's my mind getting older, it's more calm, more calm. I hope not due to weakness of the body. Seems like the body, I think, is still quite fit. But you see, anger or hatred, you see, these things, you see, comparatively, you see, much less. So result is my mind much more calm. It's much more happy. So you see, this very, very useful when I, you see, they face some problems. One problem, you see, happen. Of course, I realize this is the problem. We have to overcome this. But at the same time, not much disturb in my peace of mind. So this, I certainly, you see, can say, this is the result of, you see, meditation. So meditation is, you see, something very important. Now, you see, there are various different kind of, you see, meditation. Now here, I think I would like to mention to you the meditation, you see, the instrument of shaping mind, right? Shaping mind, or you see, the transformation, right?
Transforming the mind.
Transforming the mind. This we should not consider as a religious subject, like, you see, the compassion or spirit of forgiveness or these things. I usually call these are human good quality. Now, obviously, when we born, I think we are quite free from any ideology. See, from birth, we are not free from human affection. Religion comes later. I think the all world major religion, you see, carry the more or less the same message, such as compassion, love, and forgiveness, the spirit of harmony, and sense of brotherhood, sisterhood. All these things is taught by the all major world religious tradition. I do feel, you see, these are, you see, in major world religious tradition, these are the very, very important religious subject. However, you see, this does not mean that if you accept value of compassion or forgiveness, then you must take religion as a whole. If you reject or no more interest about religious thing, then you see ignore these things. We have to make distinction the religious message, because of the religious subject, or purely religious subject, such as faith, and the basic human good quality. These are two things. So you see, to me, I feel the all major religions simply strengthening basic human good quality, nothing else. Without these basic human good quality from birth, if these are not there, the religion cannot work. So religion is simply on the basis of this basic human good quality, then it's simply, you see, trying to, you see, increase these things, and, you see, put some different philosophy of these things in order to, aiming, strengthening or increasing these good human qualities. So, you see, it is important, you see, to make known, to know. These are, you see, different subjects. So, whether a believer or non-believer, these good basic human qualities, this is so long we are a human being. It's so long we want to be happy human being. You see, we want happy human society. You see, there's no point to neglect about these good qualities. Without these qualities, the individual or family or community will not be, you see, happy one. That's clear. Now, for example, I myself also, you see, sometimes, I think quite often, you see, the idea which come morning and idea come evening, oh, conflict. Sometimes a conflict. So, you see, as a human being, you see, we have this smart kasoda, smart brain. So it brings a lot of different ideas. So there are a lot of conflict there. So even within one person, you see, the different, at different time, you see, different ideas come. So it's a conflict there. Now here, the meditation also, you see, I feel the person not necessarily be a religious subject. Simply, you see, training of mind is kind of meditation. So this is not religious subject. Now businessman, or scientist, or doctor, or teacher, is it various different kind of the professional work. If you say the mind, the person who conduct this field, is it their mind more alert, more calm, sharpness? It's very useful in various these fields. So mind is some kind of the prime mover. So the training of the mind is every field is in need, very useful. So nowadays how to train our mind? As I mentioned before briefly, you see two kinds. One, analytical meditation. That's I feel is more effective. Now, because it's a human intelligence, you see, I don't know the proper word, intelligence, I think, intelligence, or I don't know.
Discriminative awareness.
So you know, so my English, my vocabulary is very poor, and the understanding about the meaning very limited. So sometimes I may use wrong term. Human intelligence or human discriminative awareness. That's I think a very healthy one. I think that's one of the healthiest point in human mind. From the Buddhist viewpoint, skeptical attitude, or skeptical awe, not easily accept, but wait, and carry experiment, and try to look reasons. Then once you see the reasons, and through experiment you get some experience, then you accept. That is a Buddhist attitude. That is also scientific approach. So you know, the using reason is very, very essential. Through that way, you see, the real change, change in the concept, right, take place through reason. Just as a simple, mere single-pointedness mind. At the moment, you may feel less disturbance, but in long run, not much effect on our mind. Analytical meditation is to analyze the situation and using reasons and experiment. Then you really, you see, develop some kind of genuine conviction. Once the conviction is developed there, then you see whether you believe or you see faith now become very firm. Even you see someone say, "Oh, this is not the case." And still, you feel, "Oh, I already experimented. I already analyzed the situation through various factors. Now it becomes clear. So, you see, the other explanation will not so affect easily your mind. Simply, this single pointed as a meditation. You simply, meditate on the point. Not necessarily, develop some kind of firm conviction. So therefore, if the different information comes, immediately may change. So the analytical meditation is much effective and important. So in both cases, the analytical meditation also is when you analyze the situation, your mind should some kind of channelize all your mental energy. Now must put on one line, so that the force of analyzation become much forceful and go deeper. So for that, again, now we need some kind of experience of single pointedness. So in both cases, perhaps, although I think analytical meditation, usually you see the academic world, of course, this is very much also using. Perhaps here, put some effort, or if you have some experience about single pointedness meditation, it enhances.
Strengthen
or easier. I think make good better quality about analytical meditation. So now, let us think about the single pointedness of mind. Here, usually, of course, best place, less noise, noise of aeroplane, the noise of motor car or trucks or these things, and especially what called the that I think very very disturbance. So without these things, and also the wind or the water,
waterfall,
that also is not good. But in any way, wherever we live, we have to utilize our own place in more effective way. So the best thing is early morning, including a truck driver sleeping. So get up early morning, and then that's the best period, even in the city, comparatively, it's less noise. And I think most important thing is our mind fresh. The mental training means shaping our mind. The shaping our mind through mind itself, not external means. So the mind must be very fresh, and no feeling of tiredness. Very fresh, fully alert. If you utilize that kind of mental state, then it can work. It can work more satisfactorily. Late evening, our mind a little bit dull, a little bit feel of tiredness. And even you wish to do something, the mind animal. We cannot use properly. So therefore, it's the early morning. Then, I think the simple one for beginner, just try to withdraw. Although the mind is within our body, not externally, but the mind usually remain here, but always look outside. That's pity. So and also the mind always look outside and criticize and something, you see, chudo sare.
Interfering.
Like. Yes, interfering or external. But never bother about mind itself. So now, you see, we have to to give new instruction to the mind. Now, good, you see, you up to now, you see, you already, you see, check outside thoroughly. Good, okay, good. Now, you see, time has come, you see, to check more mind itself. Go inside. Now here, you see, there sometimes your eye close, sometimes more helpful. Sometimes open mind. I think in long run, open mind, open eye, not close, or not deliberately open or close, no. Just a simple,
natural way.
Just some kind of today. Ignore, just indifference not, way.
Do not bother about eye.
Like you say, certain object, whether it's a mental object or anything, is visualized in mind, then you see, don't care what I see or what I lit, you see, move. Just you see, kasore. Ignore. Visualize something, you see, inside. Then your main mind, you see, concentrate on it. Then eventually, you see, that, you see, firstly, is withdraw our mind, including the sense of eyes, sense of hearing or these things, withdraw. At the beginning, you see, you sort of make a determination. Now, next few moments, I will not let you see, these sense of organs, you see, go external object, and especially, even, you see, the senses goes, my main mind will not follow. And then also, see, within the mind, the thought, you see, memory about past, and some idea about future, these thoughts also, you see, deliberately try to stop. If you can, the duration, some kind of thoughtlessness, a little bit longer, the duration eventually increase. At the moment, you may get some kind of feeling, empty, nothing, that kind of, something, some kind of empty, like space. Or just like, you see, deep ocean way. You see, some kind of wave on the surface, come and go, come and go. But the water itself, pure, just remain clean. That kind of thing. So that one way, you see, look to mind itself. Although not easy, it's not easy, but I think it's worthwhile is to meditate, or to try. And then sometimes I think the one is very, very simple. It's just, you see, close your eye and do not think nothing else. Right? Do not think anything. And just some kind of complete rest. But this, of course, is not much useful, but for temporary some kind of relief you may gain. So that's one thing. Then another level, say, is the compassion. Or compassion here means, I would like to mention about the meaning of genuine compassion. Genuine compassion is not only the feeling of closeness feeling, and also, you see, not develop on the basis of this is my close friend, or this is something good for me, on that basis, is some kind of feeling of concern, feeling of closeness. That's not compassion. That's, I think, reality, more attachment. Reality. So that kind of feeling is attachment. So the genuine compassion is mainly, you see, the realization, basis of the realization that these beings also, just like myself, you see, who want happiness, who also have the right to overcome suffering. On that basis, this is some kind of the spirit of concern, some kind of feeling of is a concern, feeling of is a closeness. Now that is genuine compassion. You see, that compassion is it can go towards your enemy. The enemy is one aspect. You see, that person or that community is it creates problem to me, to us. So you see, it called enemy. It is true enemy.
In reality, it is
enemy. It is harming on us. But the very personal, very community, you see, from another, you see, angle, this is also a human being. This is also a sentient being. It's just like myself. They also have the right to overcome suffering. Then, you see, on that basis, you see, develop genuine concern, a genuine feeling of is a concern. Now, that's the genuine, you see, compassion. So the genuine compassion is something unbiased. Our narrow-minded, so the compassion or feeling of love and compassion, that is the biased one. Now, like so meditation, meditate on compassion. Now, first, visualize a certain, think is some unfortunate, you see, people. Say, now, for example, in those people who are facing starvation or who have mental defect. So you see, these kind of people, you see, visualize or remember, you see, these, and then you develop some kind of genuine kind of the feeling of concern about that, a feeling of compassion. Then you see, they think more reason. Then you have when is some kind of a kind of emotion. But this emotion, emotion based on reason, that is something different. The attachment, emotion, no reason. Anger, emotion, the basic nature, no reason. But some kind of spontaneous, you see, the emotional feeling. The compassion, this kind of compassion, you see, cannot come by instantly.
Right. Cannot come spontaneously.
Spontaneously. But you see, the analyze, the reasoning, making the reason, thinking. Then you see this emotion, you see, eventually it come. So this kind of emotion is based on reason. Although same kind of emotion, very strong feeling, or sense of involvement, you see, involvement there, but you see, based on reason. So there are different kind of emotion. So they analyze, see, when you develop some kind of strong feeling, then when you really have that is a strong feeling, then on it meditate. Your whole mind, because of the put or something, whole mind now is the, entering in it. So now put there, and without thinking, without any disturbance, just simply meditate on it. That is the something like, you see, writing, right? And at the end, making seal, that kind of thing. Analyze, then finally, as a sealing, you see, your mind now determined, I will remain on it, that kind of thing. Then when you are feeling eventually a little bit weaker, Then again analyze and try to develop the strong feeling. Then meditate on it. That's the way. That's one way. So then you should go days and weeks and months. Our mental attitude eventually will change. The more compassionate is the feeling you should develop, then much easier to tackle anger. You see, the hatred or these things, negative emotion, very forceful. If you analyze no sound basis, but you see, the moment is very strong. And when, you see, when at the time of, you see, fully you see, developed the negative emotion, very difficult, you see, to react. So the proper way is the training, compassion, and meantime when you develop more feeling of appreciation about the compassion, then you will see the negativeness about hatred. How much does trouble bring by hatred? And including one's own health. You see, anger comes constantly. Then blood pressures, or no more sleep, no more appetite, all these things happen. Even if you're with, even with your dearest friend, you may quarrel. Wow. So the anger, I think, international level, or national level, or family level, individual level, bring disaster. So anger sometimes, you see, bring some kind of powerful, forceful energy. But that energy, I usually describe blind energy. So although you see some kind of additional energy, you see, come due to anger, due to hatred. But that energy is basically blind one. So it's not sure whether it can be destructive or constructive. So under certain circumstances, we need some kind of countermeasures. In some cases, we need countermeasure. If it's someone is to take advantage on you, unreasonably, right, unlawfully, then of course it is our right to counteract. But without anger, without hatred. That we can do. Although not easy, but you see, we can do. So actually, you see, that countermeasure, which taking by analytical meditation, rather than hatred, that countermeasure, reality, more effective. So you know, you see, these are the way to shaping our mind. Then time goes, really, you see, the realization about the negativeness, how harmful, uselessness or destructive about this negative emotion. Then one way, you see, some kind of appreciation about this positive mind. Then, you see, your whole attitude, you see, towards these negative emotion. Now, you got some kind of caution. So you see, mentally some kind of distance develop. So by itself, eventually you see these negative emotion will reduce, will not come as often as before. And meantime, you see, the positive emotion is increased. That's the way of, you see, changing our mind. It's a transformation about our mind. And then, you see, more work on mind itself. Analytical meditation and single-pointedness meditation, these goes, the sharpness of our mind increase. And also the alertness, increase. Your mind in daily your professional work, you see, you can utilize more effectively, right? Because you can work more effectively. Because of our mind now, in every field, because of that. Once our mind become sharp and alerted, and meantime, calm. So they, all our professional works can be more successful. And then I think the most important is the result is more compassionate attitude develop. Then the some kind of the self-confidence will come. It automatically reduces fear. It's more self-confidence, more determination, more willpower. Willpower out of pride, that also is a blind one. But it's a self-confidence which is a sincere motivation. That's sound, self-confidence. So you see, when we look at matters, when we analyze the matters, there is some are good for health, some are bad. And we need to see very precisely, making a distinction. Similarly, when we talk about mind, there are so many different kinds. Some are useful, some are harmful. And also due to other factor, it's the same kind of thought. Sometimes because of other factor, sometimes it becomes positive, sometimes it becomes negative. Now, for example, desire. There are positive desire, negative desire. And even I think the anger sometimes can be positive, sometimes generally negative. Hatred, I think, always is negative, I think. But hatred towards hatred may be positive. So there then, some kind of ego. There also, good and bad. So we have to analyze all this detail in order to check our mind. That's very important. Then is the tolerance. So the more inner strength there, then tolerance also automatically. Tolerance is something like some byproduct. Some really self-confidence, see clearly the reasons, then tolerance is there. Blind, more narrow-minded, then difficult, practice tolerance. Then there's a tolerance cannot come. If your mind is really, all different angles, and self-confidence, determination there, then tolerance comes. So tolerance in our life, tolerance and forgiveness, these things in our life, as I mentioned before, is I think very, very useful, very important. Now especially in today's world, unfortunately, due to different religious tradition, due to religious faith, some really, I think, very, very unfortunate events now happening in the name of different religion, even bloodshed also is happening. That's very, very sad. So I would like to share something about the tolerance among different religious traditions. I think very, very important. It's a world major religion, like Christianity, different kind of Hinduism, and the Muslim, and the Judaism, and Buddhism, and so on. All these is a major world religion. In spite of different philosophy, they all have the potential to serve humanity, to help humanity, to create peace of mind. So there are common things there. We can work together. And more than that, each world major religion, there are some kind of specialty. In each, there are some special things there. So you see, work closely and knowing each other, especially the close contact among practitioners, then we can really learn from other tradition. So what's the enriching way? Enriching one's own tradition or one's own experiences. So not only the common ground, But if each one, you see, have some, is a special, you see, unique things there. So you see, we can learn, we can enrich one's own practice from learning, from taking from other different traditions, you see, from traditions, different traditions. And another, I think, another angle. Simply, you see, in reality, one religion cannot sufficient for variety of humanity. No matter what is it, that religion is good, it will not satisfy variety of people. Just like it's a dish or food. If we have one restaurant who serving, you see, breakfast, lunch, dinner, all time same dish, or this day, next day, whole month, whole year, one dish, nobody come. You see, more variety, then it's more customer. Come, isn't it? So naturally, it's the human mind. There is so many variety, has a different mental disposition. So simply, one religious tradition, you cannot satisfy. That's very clear. And also, you see, all these major world religions now last many centuries, you see, existed on this planet. There's one religion, you cannot eliminate other religions. That's also reality. Whether we like it or not, we have to live together. Under that circumstances, it's much better to live harmoniously. So now, especially in this country, in India, traditionally, the spirit of ahimsa, I think, very, very sort of rich, very wonderful, philosophy is there. And through centuries, because of practice of ahimsa, believing ahimsa, this country, not only has the home of many different thoughts which come within this country, not only that, but the religious tradition or thought which come from outside also find home in this country, such as Christians, Muslims, and Judaism. So the traditionally the ahimsa in the religious field also, I think, very, very rich. So now today, time goes, but this is the rich philosophy or rich as the thought or tradition. No point to neglect. We must sustain these values. Sometimes I have a half joke to some my Indian friend. Traditionally, you produce ahimsa here, but export it. Now, too much exportation, too much export. Now, not sufficient to reproduce in this country. You know, in the past, the outside world, nobody taking much interest about ahimsa. Ahimsa, many people feel the sign of weakness. But now time goes, it's worldwide, ahimsa, non-violence. Now more interest,